Thank you. I can get it.
I'm well trained.
Say something. You fool. Say something, you fool.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got this other mode.
It is a nice day, and you're doing it pretty quiet.
Thank you.
so I can like fold it.
Yeah, so I can break it.
Joseph Anderson, Dale Barbaria, Rune Devatha, Omar Dean, John Dominguez, Osai Igarepa, Abigail Hailu, Shraddha Ashwana, Natalia Hernandez, Sushruta Ruvanti, Akansha Jain, Petty Kibet, Savannah Lin, Nick Matolka, Deborah Niacaro, Grace Park, Marco Peralta Ochoa, Evan Shapiro, Mahusa Shovic, Jaywon Sim, Franco Uribe Rumble, Ian Wallace, Ryan Whitehead.
With 19 members present, we'll be moving over the rule of the minutes. Everyone can take a minute to look through minutes. With that, the minutes have been approved. We moved over the microphone. If any of the community would like to come up to the table and talk about anything, just state the name of who you are. And with that, we'll be closing with the microphone. We'll be moving into business of the day, Resolution 7. Motion to table. Definitely. To next week. Yeah. Okay, to next week. There's a second. Is there any dissent? Okay.
I wanted to put some of the stakeholders. That just didn't work out. Let's make it back better anyways. I'm just going to do next week.
Does the motion still stand? All those in favor of table, please raise your glasses.
Going to request that the chair allows me to speak definitely since I won't explain it all. Yeah, I didn't hear that last week, yeah. Okay. So for the members of the assembly who have never seen a special projects request, separate from what we're discussing right now. Yeah. If you go to the very end of the standing rules, which you all have a copy of, this works. Which you all have a copy of. It outlines how the special projects fund function. The special projects fund is just a line item on the student assembly budget, just like we have line items for administrative costs, like all the things that we print for our meetings, and line items for many of our committees. The elections committee has a line item, a lot of that's going to be for candidates that run elections. The special projects funds were created after many years due to different reasons, organizations that have surpluses that ended up in the student assembly's account. The student assembly for many years spent a lot less money than it should have, or rather the student assembly allocated itself a lot more money than it should have, and was running surpluses. So when there was a request for the special projects fund, which is meant to be used by either student assembly committees that have to spend more on benefit than the line, or by an outside organization, the request goes to either Arun or myself, because I'm at $400. If it's between $400 and $1,500, the Appropriations Committee can approve that funding request independently. When it's a request that is approved by the Appropriations Committee that is above $1,500, that's $1,500, it then comes to all of you. That's just some background I think is really important. I also think a lot of times we assume that everybody knows what's going on, and that's kind of unfair. It's really important to know why you're voting on this and not just voting. Moving in specifically to what we're voting on, this is funded, and although it's special funding for the Chinese Students Association, I think it's very important to look at this as funding for the Midwest. That's coming up this weekend. It's been held for years. It's on Hope Plaza. There is free food. It's usually attended by about 1,500 to 2,000 undergraduates. You should all go if this event gets funded and works as it should and is expected to. The reason that the Chinese Students Association has such a large gap in its funding bill is because they were expecting to get $5,000 from CETA. Mm-hmm. For those of you who aren't, I don't know why this keeps going out. There are a lot of things that happened last semester that have caused some turmoil for CETA. I don't want to get into the specifics of that too much right now. We're not going to have another discussion about that next week. We're going to know a little bit more of what's going on. But practically, CETA has been put on hold at this moment. So CETA has not been accepting any applications for funding events, and has not been distributed any of the funds that by the organization. The reason that the Student Assembly funded this event was in part because it's a good event, but it's also a longer event. We usually do not use $4,000 to fund just individual events that have been going on for years. That's not the Special Projects Fund's job. But this event was done by the organization for many years. It's not just done by the Chinese Students Association, it's done by them along with coordination with 15 other campus organizations. And they consistently got funding for at least the last couple of years, if not longer, from CU's bank, $4,000 or $5,000, which is a byline funded organization. We are responsible. And as you can see, this was not a non-contentious issue with the Appropriations Committee. The way the Appropriations Committee votes on things, we vote on the highest number, the lowest number. The Appropriations Committee did believe the summit made that association and the other organizers of the event should have done a better job of having a contingency plan when they realized they probably not getting funding from CU tonight. But at the same time, the committee believed that this was an extraordinary circumstance for an event that's less than a week away, that's usually funded by your organization. We are responsible for having oversight for the event. With all that, that's all background to say. The Appropriations Committee has recommended funding the Chinese Students Association and all the organizers of the event $4,000 to make sure that this event is successful this weekend and to make up for the funding gap from CU. And you all have the power to approve or deny this funding amount. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to amend it, but I would recommend that. I think that's really the way this should work, that you have that power and right, you can have the funding amount. But this is here for you.
Debbie?
First question is, if the committee was working under the assumption that this organization should rely on other funding besides CU tonight, what were those, like, were any recommendations or choices given? Were they eligible for those? And then on top of that, what's going to happen to the CU tonight funding, considering that they're put on hold for the semester and that's a significant amount of money?
So the answer to the first question is, I don't believe that the committee fundamentally believes they should seek out other funding sources by necessity, but the organization should respond in some way. So they never charged anything for this event. And I think the committee believed that when they realized they were coming to be short by $5,000, not that you weren't willing to fund it, clearly we are, but the organization should respond by decreasing the cost of the overall event, downsizing because this is in the work of the business. Not saying this event shouldn't happen, it shouldn't happen in the future. They should buy the downsizing or they should decide to charge some amount for students. So every student, 2,000 students go and charge them each dollar, that's $2,000. Right? Maybe fewer students in attend because they charge. I believe it is important to fund them mostly on the day of the rest. As we're seeing tonight, there are a couple things that can happen here. And this is a public meeting, everybody is about to know this. I can't say exactly what's going to happen, but we are in discussion with members of campus activities, with the advisor of the organization right now, and who is about to become the advisor of the organization, that we're hoping to get the organization active very soon. I could be wrong, but I think this decision to put the organization on hold was made without full realization of how many organizations apply consistently at CU. And that's unacceptable. I think after the events of last semester, the way that there was miscommunication between the Appropriations Committee at CU tonight, the way that CU tonight perhaps interpreted its own constitution too strongly, that hurt organizations that are consistently funded by them, that changes do have to be made to CU. And we don't know exactly what those changes are going to look like, but I think it's important to have the organization active ASAP so they can distribute those funds. Now, do we have the authority or any of them? So if that doesn't work, the assembly does have the authority to declare that CU tonight is a violation of its bylaw funding. In the guidelines governing the bylaw funding and appendix B, they're also required to follow the new constitution that is presented to the Appropriations Committee with the request of funding. CU tonight is not doing. So if it becomes necessary, the assembly can vote to rule CU tonight violation of the appendix B funding guidelines, and all of the money that is given to them from the activity fee will be transferred into the special project line of the SA. But then the SA will be required to find a way to distribute those funds to the organization, something that I don't believe the SA is in any capacity to do at the moment, and that would have to be decided very quickly. So, we're working on that.
I want to also add quickly that the membership of CU tonight and its executive board has shifted since the last year. Just to find the second example as well. Next up this week is
Yeah, so I asked the Secretary of Commerce to support this resolution today. We had a long discussion at the Appropriations Committee last Monday. just wanted to make a couple of as the lawyers to supplement the Appropriations Committee's recommendation. Number one, when they came up to us, they expected 2,000 people at this event. It's 14,000 undergraduates at this institution, which is about 1/7 of the student body supposed to come to the event. We do a student activity fee. Everybody pays their money so that they can fund projects like this. And so I think when it's 1/7 of the student body that spends the year, we have a long tradition of about 9 years doing this. I think it's pretty imperative that we try and make this happen. In addition, of our recommendation, I don't know if it's listed, but we did recommend to the Chinese Student Association to charge $1 or $2 at their event for food. There's exceptional circumstances. They originally asked for $5,000. We looked at $4,000, and then we also recommended covering that gap between $1 or $2 for food. We felt that this was a reasonable request. Because I mean, it's only $2, and it's cheaper to go to Starbucks, and it's cheaper to go to Max. So I think it was a reasonable expectation, I think. That's all. Thank you.
Recommendation was sent to the Chinese Students Association along with the National Appropriations Committee recommending $4,000.
Right.
Yeah, sure. So, two questions. The first question is, are we able to absorb a certain amount of CU Tonight's funding for this upcoming year? For example, in this case, this is $4,000 that in theory may have been distributed from CU Tonight for this event. Are we in a position to almost reclaim $4,000 from CU Tonight's budget because they were in violation of the guidelines? And only reclaim that certain amount just to replenish our special projects funding. That's the first question. The second question is, while I understand that $1 to $2, again, isn't really a large amount of money for food, at the same time, this is a very widely attended event, and the last thing I would want is people to not come out to this event because you do need to pay for food. So based on the fact that we have received $5,000 in the past to receive to them. This sort of links back to the first question of if we are able to take some of that money back from CU Tonight and put it back into the special projects fund, would it be possible to then raise this amount back to $5,000 so that we don't need to charge them?
The answer to the first question is that we cannot unilaterally, pass a resolution that can reclaim whatever amount of money benefits of the back of CU Tonight. But the discussion that we've already started having with the ministry is that part of the discussion. I don't think there's any objection to that. I think that's probably what's going to happen. Maybe we can also take into account the amount of money the student center started as distributed to organizations not funded by CU Tonight at the end of last semester. And I don't think that the student assembly needs that money, but I believe that is absolutely appropriate and probably what is going to happen. In the answer to your second question, I'm going to say no. I don't think that's appropriate. I know that the organization was expecting $5,000, but I don't think it's the asset place to fund that $5,000 or place to fund them $4,000. And additionally, the request for them to charge the back was absolutely a recommendation. It was in no way that they're probably not contingent on them charging any students for food at the event. And so I think it's definitely possible, yes, I think they won't want any future, but I don't think we will.
Who's
it?
So you mentioned that this
This is going to be unfortunate for the students that are organizing it, but I don't think there are any consequences for us because there's no way that this money is going to end up in their bank account before Friday. So what's probably going to happen is they are going to fund a large amount of money, or they already have a large amount of money. People are told bankers that they're going to pay that for whatever is being provided at the event. So the event is almost definitely going to happen, almost definitely going to happen the way it's happened in the past, but the organizers of the bank or they realize maybe they tried it and they're not going to be able to do the event, they might have to start canceling the event immediately because they realize they're not going to be able to do that. So, in that regard, I think it's very important that we do one event. The student should be responsible for our failure to properly oversee one of our bilingual organizations.
So, I was wondering about the progress of conserving seeds tonight, because like, doing special project funding for every single organization that has received seeds tonight funding would be impractical for the system to do. So I was wondering if any progress has been made in seeds tonight since the last semester.
So since the end of last semester, very little progress was made. In fact, we're kind of in this position because certain individuals thought that it would be a good idea to put the organization on hold after the end of last semester. So that started over the summer. They didn't solicit applications after April for the first funding cycle. And so we've been kind of getting more and more into the semester without realizing it throughout the past 4 weeks. So the past 3 days, I think, until the progress has been made, we all understand what's going on now. I'm meeting with Joseph Dino tomorrow. The director of the Office of the Assembly, and she's about to touch on this, has met, I believe, with the Dean of Students, and she's met with the Senior Associate Dean of Students. And we are in talks for getting the individuals who function and who join the organization after everything that happened last semester. And it's a small number of organizations, so it's not a total of 20 commissioners that we usually have, and they are ready to start working. They've essentially been held back by the members, people who work in this building, the organization on hold, and they, I think, are willing to work as soon as possible. We will probably have to, in some way, help the new advisor of the organization to the current advisor who's leaving the university by the end of next week. The advisor will see tonight. It's another thing that's complicating a lot of the discussions, but there'll be a new advisor before the end of next week. Joseph Pito and Mary Beth Grant are offering their support and helping us organize the new organization, helping the new advisor train the individuals who would like to be commissioners. We'll also probably have to solicit applications for more commissioners to the organization. And I think we can have that role by the end of next week. Maybe not necessarily the application, but have the process in place, have the schedule, be able to tell organizations that we're expecting to get funding, when they'll be able to apply, when they'll be able to expect funding. And I think that is a much better alternative to having the student assembly use appendix B to strip the organization or shell the organization right now of their funds and to try and distribute those funds ourselves.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much. Any other
Do you think it's possible to build the assembly's capacity to essentially take over from CHNET, or do you think that's?
It's definitely not beyond us, but it's definitely not ideal. I think you're all here now on Thursday night discussing this issue. I think that we can easily find 4, 5, 6, 20 of us to sit down and start overseeing those things, right? Applications to start distributing those funds. I think it'd be important to do that. Our first priority would be to review applications of organizations that have been consistent with funded by CTMA. To look down to which events during this fall semester have been funded by CTMA for the past 2 years, to sit down and request some kind of application for those, review those, and approve those, and then move on to the next thing. Again, this is not, we are not made for this, and I don't think it would help in the long term of setting up an organization that is going to help distribute the funds and give it. We made it essentially buy an application this year and next year. But in total, it is about $230,000, which is supposed to be distributed by this organization. Every buyout organization fund is supposed to help the students who run the we would be hurting students that could help learn by leading this organization. We'd be hurting people who are applying because we would probably be inadequate, even compared to what happened last year. We would be inadequate to properly review the CTMI application. If we need to change the CTMI constitution, we have the authority to do that. That's what we're made to do. We're made to review the constitution, to review and improve the overall bylaw. But I don't think we as student assembly members are the best qualified to review CTMI.
So you said they had like $230,000 in funding in the next 2 years. So if they were to only come back as being a government organization,
next year, or that means we're going to have $58,000 allocated for this year, but just continue to push up things afterwards, or are they expected to double the
Are you asking, if they are not funding anything this year, if they're not existing this year, that means that we absolutely, if we reach that point where we decide they don't exist this year, that means that we've essentially already taken the money from them. That's what your problem is.
They currently do exist, but not, but they're not taking application.
No, they don't currently exist. Okay. No students have convened this semester under the guise of being in the CU's meeting, the advisors, that has not happened this semester. So there's nobody sitting on this money. Money is sitting there without the students who essentially signed up. Again, this is not those students' fault. They did not decide to put their application on hold. They're not sitting here saying, I want to keep this $100,000 away from student application. That is no one of our students been responsible for those students.
That's the end of the first speaker's list. We'll be moving to the next. Okay, I'm sorry. All those in favor of moving business in debt. All those opposed? All those abstaining? This motion clearly passes. And then the second speaker to us, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to gauge your opinion on something. I know we're committed to talking about the precedent it sets. I know we kind of addressed that in terms of lower than 4,000. I was wondering just on based on your recommendation, you know, government's should we include an amendment in this bill that kind of concerns and addresses precedents? Because I know there's a possibility that other organizations will see this bill. Maybe we got well, see you tonight, come back. I can just ask the SA for a time loan, and they'll give it to us because, you know, like, buy out value. I was wondering, because I'm not sure if this would be a good idea, how would the language would look like. Do you think that that would be a good idea to put something in this bill that kind of addresses, like, look, this is an exceptional circumstance, and it is sort of addressed in line 21 and 22 to the due circumstances. I just wonder if you want to do a specific amendment that says this is. We want to avoid making this a big precedent.
I don't think it would be a bad idea. I don't think it's necessary. I think we can all say right now, this is not setting a precedent for the SA taking over the role of distributing all of these rent funds to special projects. This is important because the event is at the end of this week. If you want to make an amendment to those of other Verizon calls that essentially says those words, I don't think that would be a bad idea. But I think we're all on the same page on that. I'm also opposed to us. This is not as, so as the chair of the Appropriations Committee, I think that's really, I think that reflects what the Appropriations Committee believes. I think that reflects what they're concerned about. But as a member of the Assembly, I think long term, that's not what's going to make this reality. We're all here now, and we all that this is not the Assembly's long term job, and that we all want a functional CU to make the commission of these problems. And essentially, resolutions like this, that is important to show this to the body, but these resolutions, are sent to President Pollack. The only reason that this has to be in the resolution is because standard rules say it so. And I don't think President Pollack needs to know that we're not making a precedent for this. Or maybe she does. That I think that's something we should consider. Maybe it doesn't.
Is there any dissent?
I just wonder, is there anyone else on the speaker's list? Okay, and I agree with
okay.
What's up
from we'll be doing the voting. All those in favor of passing this resolution. Please raise your 5 minutes. All those against? Is abstaining. By a vote of 21-0-1, this resolution passes. Okay. We'll be moving into executive session to take part. Next slide.
executive sessions, we request that everyone. In light of the fact that we are not actually having discussions in executive session, I'm requesting that the chair of the assembly of this executive session allows everyone else to stay if they want to. They don't have to come back from the forum anyway. I think they can stay and watch this.
If anyone wants to